Well, meanwhile, a number of British MPs want Israel to come clean on its nuclear weapons program and to destroy its nuclear arsenal.
I mean, some of us have been making this very point for more than 30 years since Mordechai Vanunu told us about Israel's nuclear weapons, he having worked in the nuclear weapons plant at Dimona in the Negev in occupied Palestine, illegally holding hundreds of nuclear weapons, which have never been inspected, which are subject to no treaty, and Israel refuses even to confirm that which we all know to be true, that it is a nuclear weapons power. So the demand will grow for a nuclear weapons-free Middle East, and that requires the destruction of Israel's nuclear weapons armory.
Mr. Speaker, with...
The lawmakers said Israel keeps talking about the threat of nuclear weapons in the Middle East while it possesses hundreds of nuclear warheads itself. The MPs expressed their views to Foreign Secretary William Hague in Parliament as he was giving a briefing on the recent nuclear deal between Iran and the five permanent members of the UN Security Council plus Germany. Despite the international community's concerns over the years, Israel has refused to acknowledge it has a nuclear arsenal or sign the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. Let's go to Indiana and talk to E. Michael Jones, editor of Cultural War magazine. Welcome to the program, sir. Mr. Jones, in light of the recent deal on Iran's nuclear program, British MPs have voiced concern about Israel's nuclear weapons. But the main question is, will anybody ever listen and do something about it?
It depends on their situation at the moment. They've always negotiated from a position of strength. Now their strength has been weakened. The United States arranged for the agreement without consulting with Israel, so that was a weakening of their power. But what you have in power is a man, Benjamin Netanyahu, who comes from America, grew up in America, actually grew up in the same neighborhood of Philadelphia that I grew up in, who thinks he knows the Americans and thinks he can beat them at their own game. So what he's doing, he put his bet down on Mitt Romney during the 2012 election, and then he lost. And now he doubles his bet every time he loses. And that means that the risk increases. So now he's going to double his bet on, he's going to send a negotiating team over after he's alienated Obama. Now he wants Obama to go along with his plan, which Obama won't do. And the next game is going to be in the elections in the fall of 2014, where it's going to be a test of the Israel lobby and whether they can retain people like Lindsey Graham, whose loyalty is to Israel and not to the state of South Carolina, whether they can keep them in power. So what you're going to see is a progressive doubling of bets, doubling down, it's called in gambling. And when you do that, you don't have a flexible position. And when that happens, everything breaks. And if everything breaks and everything collapses, then I suppose it might be possible to talk about Israel's nuclear weapons.
Now, speaking of nuclear weapons, I mean, if nuclear weapons are a threat, then why doesn't the UN Security Council even speak about Israel's nukes? They'd rather make up a lot of hype about Iran's nuclear program, which doesn't even have weapons purposes in it.
Right. That's because there's an Israel lobby that controls American politics, and there's no Iran lobby that controls American politics. It's purely a function of political power and who has it in the United States. So I'm saying that they lost with Mitt Romney. They lost again with this negotiation, which I think was a tremendous breakthrough, equal to something like President Nixon going to China. And if they lose in the fall again with elections, the election of people like Lindsey Graham, then maybe they will have to talk about it.
Okay, another question that comes to mind is that how likely will Israel use its nuclear weapons against a regional country?
I don't think they look, why? Well, for years we've been hearing that Israel is going to attack Iran, for years, and they've never done it because they're afraid to do it. They can't do it. They can't pull it off. They wanted the United States to do it. We are now farther from that than we've ever been in my memory, so it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
All right, we'll leave it there for the time. Many thanks to E. Michael Jones, editor of Cultural War magazines from Indiana. Thanks for your time there, sir.